311.
Beautiful, good afternoon. This is the 311 radio show coming from the Barbados Fire Service, the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit. And as we do it every Sunday, we are here to educate you, to inform you, and to ensure that you are abreast of what is happening within the nation, within the Barbados Fire Service. And joining me again today, I need drum roll, sound effects, something. We have Divisional Officer Small. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon to all you listening.
All right. So I know last week we would have had a really interesting show, and the feedback from it is that persons enjoyed it. They said those are critical things that we needed to talk about, things that we needed to look at. But I am feeling festive. I don't know how many parties you've taken in thus far. I don't know if you went tipsy. I don't know if you went pandemic. I don't know what you think, but I tell you, it is in full swing. You can feel the fight. You can feel crop over.
Well, would it be legal? See, I would like to get back in that.
Versus the best across over. Kevin, you listening? Alright. So today we know that we're in the hype of crop over, and there is lots of advice for those persons who are going to be partaking, for those persons who are going to be setting up activities, those persons who are going to, of course, you know, we will be. You drink a little something, you gotta also eat a little something.
Definitely.
So make sure I'm gonna eat before I'm gonna drink. Okay? Word to the wise. So, sir, let me go down the road. Wait, they're gonna sound me a song, right?
Probably next year, we got a song coming to everybody. You know, you spoke about those persons for spilling. We also want to speak to those persons promoting.
That's true. The promoters, yeah. They have a job, a big job.
And, so many things we know that we spoke about those persons for feeling and drinks. We really want to speak to the each part.
Oh, yes.
Right? So we want that all those persons who be preparing food and be using open flame, that they get their open flame permits. And now we are on that topic of open flame permits. We want persons to ensure that they have a working, properly maintained frag signature.
Repeat that again.
Working, properly maintained frag signature. And when you're coming for those permits, you need to bring along the signature with you so that the officers would expect those signatures to make sure they're working on it in proper order. And therefore, it's not just about collecting that permit. We encourage you to have that permit for the copy and travel with it, make sure it's on you when you attend that event, because when the officers come around, yes, they want to see those signatures. They also want to see that you have correct mission, knowing what you're doing. We also want to say that you need to look at the layout of your tank or where you're going for preparing the food. Yes, that is a serious problem. You need to ensure that you have at least 2 days to get from the next day if something happens. And a lot of times what we are seeing is that those extinguishers are placed under the table. And that is not where we want those extinguishers to be. It must be in a clear area, easily accessible to all of the persons working within this tent area. And on that side that you're using to prepare your food, we don't want you to be serving from that side.
Okay, then. So let me back up a little bit. You know, that could be another tune. Anyhow, you know what? To our own Jason Collins, who has 2 songs out this year. Again, you hate for songs, you know, back up.
Right.
Before we go there, now, we know that the hype of any activity is always the soundproof, those personnel, the, you see this, when they need him, he don't be up here. The soundproof, the electric with all the mixers and you turn,
I'm saying,
you know what I mean.
Brilliant artists.
Now, you would recognize that they come with a lot of high-tech equipment. You have mixers, you got, let me say the name of the other things that we've got. But anyhow, what do you know?
Mixers, speakers, all these different...
and you see all of the wiring that they also have running across the different areas.
Definitely.
Now, one of the things I need to know, should those wiring be protected?
Yes. Although they're insulated, you know, for instance, to walk, you know, because it's like over there, definitely need to have a brick. Then you can have some parking, and some person can be injured, or depends if there are combustibles around. You can have an ignition source and actually have a fire started.
All right, so follow me. So with all this high-tech equipment again, the probability of something arcing, something not being right, could lead to a fire.
Definitely.
So then these persons also need to have an extinguisher.
That is so true. Where there's fire, we must be able to respond. And the only fire that starts big is an explosion.
Okay.
So essentially, be where it's piece of the place to have a possession, just in case a small fire. So.
All right, so we're going from the electric people, whatever you want, call the soundboy, whoever people, and we traveling now because this equipment, these wires lead now to we're going up on stage.
Yes, definitely. Yep, there's a connection. So, from the sound engineering to the stage personnel. And again, the same type of fire protection equipment. We want at least some booth or the sound engineer. We want to see that on the stage. And this is very critical because not all only have the possibility of sure, very weird. So these things are mixing boards. But on this stage also, if the electronic guitars and all the different lighting, different places that are also on the stage, there's also that possibility of a source. But also, if the wires, if those wires are not properly insulated, then there's also a possibility that most of the stage is also a possibility.
Shot. Okay, then, and we want to be dancers, we'll be flipping them things up here.
Yeah.
Anything happening to anyone, we want to save proper.
That is true.
All right, so we've taken care of those. Get your extinguishers. The excuse, I don't have it, it was on the truck, that will not be tolerated. The officers have a duty. You also have a duty to protect the patrons who are at these shows. Now, we're talking about something to eat, so we're going to the vendors.
Right.
Back to the vendors.
No, with your permission, I just want to put in a plug because it was still electric, that's no. But I really want the, you know, the promoters to really get this really serious. I think we've been doing this long enough.
Too long. This is 50 years for crossover that we're celebrating.
Doing it long enough. Really need to get that. Effort.
To up the game,
yeah.
Up the level.
And be here in the fire prevention unit. They're always available to sub. But I would like all of those persons who are actually going to be doing things for Kapova for it to live in. There's some good person. These persons that already need to contact our sister unit, the Fire Academy. And get that training on how to use the fire extinguisher.
Pertinent.
Yes. Yeah. Just having the fire extinguisher and just having the permission and the layout does not mean you're able to respond if something happens. So we want you to reach out to the Fire Academy at academy@fireservice.gov.pb. You know, it's here, academy@fireservice.gov.pb and send and make arrangements to get the proper training on how to use the air solutions. You can also contact them at 525-788-4885-886. Don't delay today.
You heard those numbers. Now, we can get back to something to
eat. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
the vendors. Now, as you said, once you have an open flame, you are supposed to have your burn permit, and you're also supposed to have extinguishers.
It's 2 years to get from behind.
Your stall or
So it's
whatever
at
you
like
want to call
six.
it. Okay, then. How do I go about getting a burn permit? Well, I have the answer for you. Log on, and I mean, we've made it so simple. You don't even have to come down to us. You can go on the fire service website, fireservice.gov.bb. You go to, oh, you
Yeah,
don't need to, you
so you're
see,
burn.
he's sure at this point.
If you go
So,
to your fire prevention tab at the top,
that is correct. And you
yes,
scroll right
right
down to
down,
the bottom and you look for electronic
electronic form,
forms.
definitely.
Now, when you click on electronic forms, you see
Burn
burn permit.
permit.
And when you click that, you can fill out all your information, hit submit, and what happens? The form comes to us. No, we just get rid of the mailman. No, honestly, people, there are too many of you where we go there and we ask for that burn permit. You don't have it. And the law requires that once you have an open flame, you are to have that burn permit. There are some of you who will be only operating for one event. There are some of you who are operating for the entire crop over season. Just fill in the dates that you need to have that permit to cover, and that is it. The permit is at a cost of $150. So don't say there are any surprises. We're giving you all the information that you require here. Now, one of the things that I would like to say to you, when you are packing up your van, your vehicle on the day in question for these events, the first thing that you should put on is your fire extinguisher. Because the excuse, oh shoot, I had it and I forget it, and this, it is not going to cut it.
That is
Once
so
the
true.
officers turn up at these events and you do not have that extinguisher, you will not be allowed to light the flame. And if the flame light, you got to out it. All right. If I suggest to out it, well, these beijers won't understand me. Sorry, extinguish it. No, out it.
And that is really critical. We don't want to stop you from making some money, but definitely if it's safe practice,
But we're not the ones who
then
are stopping them.
we would definitely tell you that you can't.
Well, you could say that we're the ones that are stopping them. They're stopping themselves.
Okay.
Do what you're supposed
It
to
depends
do.
how you look at it. But definitely, I know that the public looks for us to ensure that safe bank and want you to meet requirements to ensure that it's safe.
Exactly. So why did I say put the extinguisher on first? Because then in reverse, now once you start taking out everything else, that is the last thing you take out, and it means that it should be in a position of readiness wherever you assemble, wherever you put it.
I want to bite in here on two areas. Yeah, talk about food and thinking about biting. Yeah, so I want to bite in here on two areas of critical areas. Now, from time to time, persons use tanks and the heat that
That's
the area generated.
generated,
If you look at
yes.
the covering for the tank,
You see them start to warp and such,
exactly,
like, yeah.
this is something that persons really need to look at. Because they're either too close or the material is
It's
not
not the
designed
correct
for that.
material.
So we want persons to understand that paint food is just not a matter of selecting any and every type of tank, any and every type of covering, but look, you need to do inspections, have a look at your tank covering, and see if there's any signs of probably melting from the heat or anything
Or
like that.
grease stuck on the
Yes,
covering.
grease definitely, or grease doesn't need a lot of temperature to ignite.
Exactly.
And the second point is that there's some information on those open flame permits relative to timings on what you should
Yes.
do. You need to inform the fire service and these kind of things. I really and truly know that persons are not doing that. If you're not doing that, the first thing you need to do is to get all fair with the information that is captured on that burn permit and try to align with the instructions there to ensure that you remain safe. Ensure that your extinguisher is always in place.
Service and service.
Yes, and in place. Now, some of these things use these generators, electrical generators. Mm-hmm. The same thing goes for the cabling. We don't want the cabling where a person can walk on it. We don't want the cabling down anywhere.
Making sure the generator is the same distance, exactly. So way that it fumes.
And in addition to that, talking about generator and safety, the same person is trying to pour gas or diesel into the generator when it's running and it's hot. That is
a dangerous practice.
Very dangerous. And even with the gasoline, you're not having the correct containers. Please have that gasoline
correct.
In the approved container, and you keep the gasoline away from the stove,
mm-hmm.
away from
any
the
source.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing these things too regular, and we want you to cease and desist from this. When you look at the close proximity of other stalls,
mm-hmm.
definitely if you have a fire,
it's going to impact.
Exactly, you're going to have problems. So please, again, heed with me. I've been, for the last 2 weeks, I've been asking, I've been pleading with you. So please don't put in on this information, everybody say.
Drink it up.
Exactly. It is. We also see, look at your workflow with inside of your stall, because you see a lot of persons crossing one another,
mm-hmm.
and somebody might knock over something. So you need to look at that. Some of these stalls are really too overcrowded. And please, look at all of these things. Just make it as safe as possible and stop serving on the same side that you're doing the preparation or really cookouts with the various stories. Please to stop from doing.
I would hope that that's the point that Ministry of Health, that they will step in and look at that one. And if I know there's one lady in there, oh my gosh, she is so meticulous when it comes to things like that. I wish everybody else was like her. Those are things that she does not make sport when it comes to. And again, as I said, we need to work together.
Definitely.
We look at it from the fire aspect, we look at it from the health aspect. We need to come together, we need to be seen from the same course. And it's not to say that the vendors, they don't know these things, but people are so into the habit of, if I can do something and get away with it, I can pull all punches, I can try to just do that.
True.
And at the end of the day, then what does that make? I mean, we take risks that we don't need to take. I've been to a couple events, and when they said, oh man, nothing happened here tonight. One man was so blatant to say that. And I remember before the night, the gas bottle that he was using, a 20-pound cylinder gas bottle, you saw fire coming from the hose. And he was so, nothing happened here tonight. Okay, and it happened at him. Luckily, somebody was able to get the extinguisher and to knock it down. After, of course, turning off the bottle to ensure that there was no more gas escaping from the cylinder.
Kudos to that person.
For thinking, exactly.
Right, that is really great.
So by the time we got there, there was minimal for us to do. But had that person not think, I'm saying to you, you've got to understand, a hose just whipping, flames coming from it. That could have gone totally different. Spectators could have been impacted. It is not only you at the end of the day. You have to also think of those persons who are also around you. So you can drink a drink to that.
Yeah, you know, as I say, it's a festival thing. You want everybody to enjoy yourself. Like, you have effect. Just want you to do it safely. Talking about drinking. Whatever brand you're using, have a dedicated drink. That's what we want you to do.
Yeah, it could be our dedicated drink, because all I drink is Sprite, coconut water.
So whatever you're drinking, you don't have a dedicated drink, but look at probably having a taxi or an oblivion.
Exactly, that night. Correct.
Come and pick you up. But we do not want to meet by accident.
And that is how we often
exactly. So we really want you to take heed of that. We're going back to the dedicated drink, but ensuring that if you need to party, you have to enjoy yourself, but do it the right way, have your taxi, put things in place. If you don't have any water, help you, make sure the taxi I don't stand it there and know that I came as a group on this particular person that you can hear, see them ring, you probably need to look different. I'm encouraging them to stop 28 Lady Keys. Don't let them drink.
Thank you.
Don't let them.
You just heard the comment that they made. They hear the comment. Well, you got with your and you catch a taxi. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, there's tutors from your home, there's WAIF, there's water from the homes network too. It is not about you have a car and what way you could drive it. At the end of the day, protect yourself. When we look at it statistically, within the department, we can see around that over period that there is an increase in motor vehicle accidents. And the majority of the time, persons are critically injured, there are fatalities, whether it's you, the driver and passenger, or the passengers. And that's what we're asking you. If you know, we're not saying to you, don't go there, don't have a good time, don't have a blast. We're just asking you to be responsible. And if being responsible means taking a taxi for that night, you can drink from wine to iodine. You can do whatever you want, but just do it in a safe manner. So for those of you who think we're talking foolishness and saying to leave from your car, if at the end of the day you want to be one of my statistics, then so be it.
Say, so drinking on the mighty great highway, that is the highway that's surrounded by water. We want you to, you know, want beer and to receive drinking. Want you to keep away from the seaside, keep away from getting into the sea, and ensure that you don't become a statistic for drowning or having a sea or in the water.
Yep.
So the odds in the persons who will be there to see these things happening, just issue a word of caution to these persons. We have to be our brother's keeper. And sometimes when we drink, sometimes we become a little loose. We just encourage
you. Loose. We sound say let loose, we become a lot loose.
Right, but we want to ensure, you know, that you have an incident-free over terms of violence.
That you live to tell the tale of how much you enjoyed yourself.
Exactly. And that's what we want to ensure. So remember, sometimes it just need a quiet word to ask a question. Let's check ourselves. Let's desist from doing this. So we want to ensure we have a free October. But
no fatalities, no accidents, and that is our challenge to you.
That we really need to come together. And for the parking, I really need to speak to this. The parking, again, I spoke about it last time I was here. I want to reinforce it, especially with these facts. There's a lot of
Indiscriminate, yes,
parking. They're parking up on these sidewalks, everybody just jostling for a piece of space.
Don't care which parking.
Exactly, but there's problems with fire service. We have to respond because access and egress is a problem. Like access and egress, we mean getting
in and out.
And getting out.
But not only that, but also to the persons that live within the vicinity when you block these people's driveway, whatever else, if they remember, they can also have an emergency at them. And they also need to get out.
Exactly. So we really need to think it through. If you can carpool, try carpooling, reduce the amount of vehicles on the road. In other words, all of us going the same way, all of us friends, all of us are.
So instead of two people going in one car from the same area, all be getting the same car.
Definitely.
Ain't
but remember, all of you cannot be drinking. You know, if you ramp up the sound, all of you, but in this case, all of you definitely can't be drinking. You have to have that designated driver. Make sure everybody gets there safe, get the box safe. But the problem with the discriminate parking on the hydrants, when persons go to the effects, it is a problem. And we want y'all enjoy yourself this time around as you would like to. And as I've been showing over the years, but there are these steps that we want you to look out for and ensure that.
Very much so. So, as the old people would say, grit to the whites is not. So we see how many waste people we have.
I like that. Caution is always here. Want to know, just quickly speak to any marks and any shops,
yes,
any community. It does not allow you to escape having an inspection. So we want to encourage you to go to the CN website.
Oh, yes. Yes, the same for your service.gov.bb.
Mm-hmm.
But we've made it even a little simpler for you in terms of the inspection. You just click inspection.
Yes, click inspection and go there. There's a guide for you to fill out the form. There's also the inspection form. But what we are aiming to do is to really get that expert advice into every commercial business, whether it be at level, whether it be in commercial areas. We have to. One of our targets is one of our mission critical objectives to get every single business in Barbados inspected.
And up to that for your safety and for compliance level.
Very much so. But let me ask Natasha, what are we doing for the residential?
Now, you see, there is no law there that states that we can go in. We have to wait to be invited. And for those persons who are not sure they're doing the correct thing at home, why not talk to the experts? Invite us in. Let us show you, you know what? Well, this, you shall mix the two of these things together. Help us to create a safer environment for you at home. Let us use our expertise. Let us use our knowledge that we would have gained when we're working with the commercial people, because it doesn't make sense protecting yourself at work, but when you're at home, you don't have that level of security that you think that there is. And that was one of the things that we're going to talk about. Home is not as safe as we think it is.
Well, this is it. 5 minutes, this is really, really all the information that's been here. And one of your people say, go back at this podcast. There's a lot of information. I know my colleagues, Officer Edwards, the other people in the officers, they're pumping a lot of information out there. Go back, recap them, listen to them, and soon I will get that live.
Yes. Hint out there. We want to have that live show. So sponsorship, if that's what it's going to take, come on. How can you go wrong with investing in the Barbados Fire Service? How can you not see the need for a program such as this where we can answer questions directly for those persons who have, who require the knowledge or who require the information? However, one of the things that I want to make clear to persons out there who do inspection, who have their businesses inspected, before you know, you had to come to the office to get your certificate.
Oh,
yeah. So we've even made that process again easier. Now your certificates can be emailed to you. So when you're making that application, make sure that you have an email address that is functioning. Once your money is paid in and everything, forget about taking, what's fair is again, 250? 350? How much fair is? 350. So you're not about to be taking the 350 anymore to get down to town to get the certificate. We can email that certificate to you.
Because you want to make sure that
you're paid. You think we need a certificate in your pay?
Right. So the Barbados Fire Service is helping, making it easier for you. Remember we say, see something, say something.
For sure. So on that note, thanks once again for those of you listening to us, for our regular listeners. Enjoy your day, enjoy your crop over, and remember, all we do when we commit. No, I'm going to come in. I got the tune for that. We just want you to remain safe, enjoy your crop over, but do it responsibly.
On the Barbados Fire Service 311.